G-Flip parties like a rock star and packs on the PDA with actress wife Chriselle Stouse as the loved up couple continue their Mykonos vacation.
Lana Del Rey breaks her silence on rumoured romance with alligator tour guide Jeremy Dufresne.
Oasis date clash chaos as fans say rival band will sell negative tickets.
Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the showbiz journalism podcast fueled by the reunion of two middle-aged men well past their best who are destined to leave audiences across the globe feeling decidedly shortchanged. I'm Chris Beckett and as ever, I'm joined by Matt Withers.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
We've started by talking over each other. That's fine. I am very well, Chris. How are you doing?
Yeah, can't complain.
I do need just to address something before we get on with this month's episode, Chris, and that is a complaint we've actually had over last month's episode. This has come in from listener Margaret Withers, and she's asked if I could clarify that as a child, I did not have Findus crispy pancakes for dinner every night.
I was going to ask, Margaret Withers, any relation?
Yes, she's my mum. But also a notoriously litigious woman. She wishes to make clear that I did have a very balanced diet as a child. I have to say, from my point of view, like Meghan Markle, I can only speak my truth. It was a very heavily Findus crispy pancake based diet. But, you know, I just might like to make it clear that she says that's not the case. And I get that on the record.
I would like to say, yeah, hello, Margaret. Very glad that you're listening. But as Matt said, you know, it is his truth. So anyway, now that's out of the way. What have we got this week?
Well, I'm starting with a story I found on the online pages of the Daily Mail. And this is a story headline: G-Flip parties like a rock star and packs on the PDA with actress wife Chriselle Stouse as the loved up couple continue their Mykonos vacation.
This sounds like one of those classic Daily Mail stories to me.
Yeah. I will begin with the fact that I have no idea who either of these people are.
Mm.
Do you?
No.
Do you think your average Daily Mail reader knows who G-Flip and Chriselle Stouse are?
I would say no, but, you know, I'm not gonna guess.
No. I'm guessing not. But let's find out who this G-Flip character is. It starts off: Aussie musician G-Flip was partying more like a rock star than a pop star this week as their sun-drenched Greek vacation with wife Chriselle Stouse continued.
Ooh, so what does partying like a rock star involve versus partying like a pop star?
It seems like they're two very different things, Chris. So one would expect Aussie musician G-Flip to party like a pop star, but actually it emerges that they've been partying like a rock star.
He's partying like a pop star, kind of going to like McDonald's.
Yeah.
And you occasionally meeting out, going out with children.
Yeah, you can go, you have your party at McDonald's and you can only choose one friend to have a tour of the kitchen with you.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing? I don't think it is.
Probably not.
No, it probably contravened all manner of health and safety regulations back in the day. G-Flip, who is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns, was not afraid to pack on the PDA with Chriselle as they had fun in the sun with celebrity hairstylist Chris Appleton and Anestis Evangelopoulos.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not a paragraph I would ever have imagined Daily Mail would be writing, but
no.
How times change.
Times have changed indeed. I would have assumed that the most modern, up-to-date celebrity that most male readers have heard of was Angela Rippon. But no, they know about G-Flip, they know about Chriselle, they know about celebrity hairstylist Chris Appleton, they know about Anestis Evangelopoulos. Doesn't point out who that person is.
I think the only binary argument the Daily Mail has had has been over Brexit.
Yeah.
We're out.
The worst person alive hitmaker was showing off a sense of boho style in a black waistcoat over a plain black bikini top.
Fine.
So we're finding out a little bit more that we know G Flip is an Aussie musician and also, but behind the hitch, the worst person alive.
Mm.
You a fan of the worst person alive?
No. I mean, should I be?
who is the worst person alive?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a tough, you know, that sounds like a listener poll.
Well, unfortunately, Chris, the correct answer is Eamon Holmes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair.
G Flip also wore a pair of grey pleated pinstripe shorts, opting to go barefoot for the summery sojourn.
Wow. Summery sojourn. It's very much thesaurus.com doing some lifting on that one.
Well, if you're a fan of alliteration, listeners, I feel there's one coming along in just a couple of seconds. A touch of pirate panache was also added to the waterside ensemble with a paisley patterned bandana.
Oh, that's delightful.
Pirate panache, good grief. G Flip, whose real name is Georgia Claire Filippo, further accented the outfit with a shell-style necklace with a silver floral pendant and a pair of light-tinted sunglasses.
Hmm. I've noticed that is that's hyperlinked, as though you could go and go and have a look.
Yes, you could click on that, and maybe a percentage of that will go directly to one of Paul Dacre's estates.
Oh, dear.
Meanwhile, G Flip's actress wife, Chriselle, put on a more glamorous display by flaunting her slender frame in a revealing lilac-coloured sequined bikini and a matching miniskirt that showed off her trim pins.
Oh, pins.
Good
grief. We haven't had that used for a while.
Pins is a very sort of 80s term, isn't it?
Mm, yeah.
I put pins up there with lags, gym slip mums and latchkey kids.
Yeah, it's certainly of its time. It doesn't seem to really necessarily fit with G Flip and Chriselle.
No, one would not expect to refer to the pins of somebody with non-binary pronouns.
Absolutely.
The Neighbours and Selling Sunset star left her long locks loose for the occasion, choosing to accessorise with a pair of Swarovski sunglasses that were festooned with crystals.
Hey, this story is starting to pull me in a little bit. Not only am I aware of Neighbours, that I think I must have, you know, watched a little bit of Selling Sunset in my time.
I've not seen Selling Sunset. Obviously, I like to watch Neighbours at least twice a day. With my lunch, and then in the evening with a lovely plate of Finnis Crispy Pancakes.
Exactly.
I don't know who
there's still time.
Yeah, doesn't say who she is in Neighbours. I don't know who's in it these days. Mrs. Mangle's not in anymore, is she?
I'd have thought not, no. And Sunset is that's basically a kind of glammy real estate show on Netflix.
Ah, okay. Well, this is what she does. The loved-up duo were clearly in vacation mode, with G Flip more than happy to drink champagne directly from a bottle poured into their mouth by her shirtless pal Chris as Anestis looked on.
That's good. I mean, it's I, for one, am glad that she's happy to drink champagne, for a start, that's being poured for her, and she's not being kind of waterboarded in a very, very posh way.
Correct, Chris, although I should say that you have twice misgendered them in that last sentence.
Oh, sorry.
So, come on, Chris, I know you're old.
Please don't cancel me.
Chriselle was also getting into the party spirit, preferring to imbibe her beverage from a champagne flute.
Imbibe!
The cute couple were clearly chuffed to be in each other's company, embracing warmly as they smooched by the water.
Oh, chuffed. I like that word. I like using that word myself. Smooched. God.
Oh, there's
some great words here.
There's some real dissonance in the kind of modernity of the couple and then the sort of incredibly antiquated language being utilised. The PDA continued as G Flip cuddled their wife as Chriselle beamed broadly while clutching her glass of bubbles. Clearly smitten, G-Flip also took time to play with Chrishell's hair as they partied in the sun. It's petering out the story now, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it's almost as if they're slightly running out of things to say.
Chrishell and the singer wed in May 2023 and have been growing stronger ever since.
Oh, hang on, just the facts, please.
Yeah, we don't need to editorialise here. And then it goes on, G-Flip recently shared intimate details about the wedding during the launch of Instagram's new podcast series, Off the Handle. Didn't know there were other podcasts out there. Basically, the rest of the story is just a complete lifting of what was said on the podcast here about their wedding.
Okay.
Just a little bit here. Reflecting on their first impromptu wedding in Las Vegas, G-Flip shared, "This one had to be the most planned because when me and Chrishell got married in Vegas, my family were filthy that they weren't invited." Is that a sort of Australian word for angry?
Filthy. Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing so.
Chris, have you seen it? Are there any comments on this story?
There are a few, actually, Matt. Yeah, there's one I'd like to pick out from Pez22 from Letchworth. They wrote, "I flip burgers like a rock star with my wife today. Delicious barbecue."
Lovely stuff. Now, Chris, I believe you're also looking digitally into the Daily Mail. I think you picked up a story about tortured chanteuse Lana Del Rey.
Indeed. So the headline is, Lana Del Rey breaks her silence on rumoured romance with alligator tour guide Jeremy Dufresne.
Oh, thank God for that. Thank God this silence about her rumoured romance with an alligator tour guide has finally been broken.
It's been the talk of the alligator tour guide community.
I've barely slept.
Snappy monthly. Lana Del Rey broke her silence on a rumoured romance with alligator tour guide Jeremy Dufresne.
I have to say, these rumours have not reached me.
No. I mean, we both have our fingers on the pulse. I mean, you can't do a monthly celeb journalism podcast without, knowing a little bit about, showbiz celebrity circles. But yeah, I can't say I know about Jeremy. On Saturday, the singer-songwriter, 39, responded to the rumours and left a comment underneath an Instagram post from at the Just Nun Life speculating about their relationship.
What's that Instagram post?
It's at the Just, I guess, is it the Just In Life or Just In Life? So basically, it could be Just In Life minus an I. This comes after Del Rey was spotting holding hands with Dufresne ahead of her performance at Leeds Festival last week, and fans went on to speculate that she dropped a huge hint about her rumoured lover in one of her songs. It was called Crocodile Love.
Well, he's an alligator man, Chris. Don't want to upset the community by mixing up your alligators and your crocodiles. You determined to be controversial in this episode, aren't you?
It was called Gator Gaze. She appeared to deny that a romantic relationship was going on between her and Dufresne with her ambiguous response, no.
I would say that the word no is one of the least ambiguous in the English language.
I was going to say there's not much room for doubt. However, her fans had mixed reactions to this response and debated on what she meant with her one-worded comment.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. It seems that her fans don't know when no means no.
Yeah. While some fans assumed her comment was a denial in response to the dating rumours, others said they believed she was coming to Dufresne's defence and replying to the end of the post when the account asked, "Are these new details raising any red flags for you?"
Uh-huh.
What new details? I'm intrigued. The online platform's Instagram post included a photo of Dufresne, who gives tours on an airboat in Louisiana, and Del Rey posing together in front of a swamp.
Of course.
He's dragging her down. Literally. The caption noted that her rumoured new beau is a gator tour guide and claimed he in quotes, recently separated from his wife.
Oh, okay. And Lana Del Rey is comforting him following the break, as they used to say in tabloids.
Yes. You don't want to go out with a gator guide on the rebound, though, Matt.
No,
the first rule of dating.
Yeah.
The Post also reported that a person claiming to be Dufresne's daughter recently took to X, formerly Twitter, to share that she found out about her dad's romance with a singer via social media.
It's getting a bit complicated.
Yeah. But Del Rey shut down that rumour in a follow-up comment in the same post. Also, that's not his daughter on Twitter. The 11-time Grammy nominee, born Elizabeth Woolridge Grant, declared.
Oh.
It's like slipping in those little facts there.
Yeah, just really on the subtly. Wikipedia.
It's unknown how long the pair have known each other, but it appears they've been friends for a while, as Del Rey shared a photo with him on one of his swamp tours back in March 2019.
Very odd.
And earlier this year, Del Rey reconnected with him and shared a photo of her visiting the swamp tour again with her loved ones.
There's a lot of swamp tours going on in this story. More so than most stories, I'd suggest.
She can't get enough. Even though Dufresne was not seen in the May the 16th post, she tagged him in her caption and referred to him as my guy.
Mm.
Wow. And then there's a few pictures of Jeremy Dufresne mowing his lawn.
There's quite a lot of pictures of him mowing his lawn, aren't there? I'm not quite sure what's being hinted at here.
Yeah. And then it goes back to talking about the Leeds Festival. Following that outing, the pair were also seen shopping together at Harrods in London and eating together at a local pub.
Someone's doing well for themselves.
Fans also uncovered what appeared to be a nod to the relationship that Del Rey made during a recent concert. While performing her song Chemtrails Over the Country Club, she changed the lyrics from "You're born in December and I'm born in June" to "You're born in March and I'm born in June." The change is significant as Dufresne's Instagram reveals that his birthday is in March.
Guilty as charged.
Well, what do the gators think of it?
You've been caught out there, Del Rey, with your mischievous date swapping.
Yeah, you've been snapped.
Oh, very good for that. Good reference there. Are there any comments on this story?
There are, Matt. Let me have a look what the best ones are. Sadie M from Leeds has said, "So what if they are? Refreshing for a celebrity to be with a mere mortal. I always think it says a lot about the celebrity in question and how grounded they are."
I mean, he's not a mere mortal. This is a man who puts his life in the hands of alligators day in, day out.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, fair play, Sadie. Okay, Matt, now, you know, away from snappy gators, and let's move on to, well, what's really been the news story of the last few weeks. Tell us your insight.
Well, we're going from a man who likes swamps to a band who had a song called The Swamp Song, Chris.
Nice.
Yes. And this is from the Daily Star Online, and it's headlined, "Oasis Date Clash Chaos as Fans Say Rival Band Will Sell Negative Tickets."
Negative tickets?
What's negative?
Does that mean they'll actually like buy their own tickets? Or?
I'm not sure what this means, but I guess we're going to find out. It's subheaded, "Oasis fans believe another huge rock group will struggle to sell tickets as they're playing in London on the same night as Liam and Noel Gallagher's iconic band."
Yeah, I mean, London, traditionally, a real sort of two-horse town, really will struggle.
Yeah, this
put on two shows.
It really is. This town ain't big enough for the both of these bands.
Mm. Who is this huge rock group?
Well, we're gonna get on to this, Chris. Hold your horses.
Okay.
Oasis fans are convinced the band's comeback tour will come at the expense of another huge group.
Okay.
Liam and Noel Gallagher shocked the world on Wednesday when they announced they were getting the band back together. The Britpop titans will be heading out on tour across the UK and Ireland next year with a whopping 4 dates at London's Wembley Stadium.
That deserves an asterisk. There will be more than 4 dates.
There will be more than 4 dates. Noel has got a very expensive divorce to pay for. But rock lovers think another huge band, Catfish and the Bottlemen, could be in trouble. The Welsh rockers happen to be up against Oasis as they're playing a concert in London on the same date as Liam and Noel.
Right.
Let's unpack this. Catfish and the Bottlemen, a huge band?
I mean, I would say not. I mean, I have heard of them. So, you know, they're not minnows.
No, they're Catfish, Chris.
Nice.
Catfish and the Bottlemen. It says they're Welsh rockers. I did not know they were Welsh. I think if I would have assumed they were American, but thinking about it, I think I'm thinking of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes, I think, yeah. I thought they were from Liverpool, but no. Okay, if they're Welsh, fair enough.
Well, a lot of people in North Wales will argue that Liverpool is the true capital of Wales, but that's an argument for another podcast.
Yeah, fair enough.
I couldn't name a single song by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
No, I'd go along with that.
Couldn't tell you anything about Catfish and the Bottlemen. But it goes on. Cocoon hitmakers Catfish recently revealed that they too were going on a comeback tour following their hiatus. They're set to play Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on August the 3rd in 2025, the same night Oasis are playing one of their four dates at Wembley Stadium.
Oh, well, you know, there'll be no one there.
They must be quite big because Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, unless they've kind of cordoned it off, you know, like a small area outside the penalty. you can only have the area by the corner flag.
Yeah. So, I mean, fair play to them. There's no doubt about it. Catfish are a massive band and fans have been eagerly awaiting their comeback. But having to rival Oasis for tickets is a bit of a nightmare for any big act.
Yeah. I mean, we can't afford to have a podcast going out during this reunion tour. No one's going to be listening to it.
No. We're going to have a couple of months off if you just can't cope with the rivalry. Critics on social media had already slammed Catfish for booking dates at arenas like Cardiff's Principality Stadium and their London date. People had claimed the tour would be embarrassingly undersold and there was no chance they'd sell out such big venues.
I mean, it seems a bit unfair. I mean, what should they be trying to do? Like book out like the Premier Inn in Leicester?
I mean, it is possible that they could potentially both play the same night because some people might want to go and see one and not the other. I don't know.
Come on now. This town ain't big enough for the both of them. Oh, Sparks might be playing as well.
Yeah, quite possibly. This is getting chaotic.
Yeah.
Tickets for Catfish's shows went on general sale last week. And as it stands, there are still tickets available on Ticketmaster.
Unbelievable. In the 11 months? 11 months to go, people.
Some have suggested they're less likely to sell out now as the masses will flock to see Oasis instead.
Ugh, the masses.
However, as of August the 29th, standing tickets for Catfish and the Bottlemen's Tottenham date had sold out.
Oh.
It's fine. One user on social media said, "No way Catfish are playing London the same day as Oasis are on, as if the stadium wasn't going to be empty already. It definitely will be now." Another said, "Catfish at Tottenham on the same day as Oasis Wembley might be the first gig ever to sell a negative amount of tickets."
I still don't understand what that means.
How can you sell a negative amount of tickets? A third complained, "Whoever booked Catfish on the same date as Oasis in a stadium should be immediately fired, especially since bookers would know that Oasis has blocked out the same dates at Wembley."
It's a bit harsh. In a stadium, like they should be like, you know, a leisure centre should be the height of their ambitions.
Surely they should just be at Stevenage Theatre. I mean, it's a bit harsh calling for somebody's career to end. And you wouldn't necessarily know that Oasis had blocked out the same dates. I think they kept that pretty much on the DL, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
It seems others were annoyed at Oasis, with one writing, "Oasis, why are you doing a London show on the same day as Catfish London? Do you want Van McCann to cry? Be honest. Van McCann, it does say in brackets, Catfish singer.
Yeah, as it would do with such a huge band.
Another pen, something beautiful and undeniably Spursy about Catfish and the Bottlemen announcing their biggest ever gig at our stadium just before Oasis reunite to play Wembley on the same day.
I mean, Catfish and the Bottlemen, you know, there is an obvious Spurs joke there.
Yes, yes, very good. Yeah, it is. It's quite apt, isn't it? Others, however, were just pleased to see both bands to be back together. One wrote, Oasis and Catfish and the Bottlemen are back. Maybe life is worth living.
Oh, that's a little bit dark when you think about it.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's pretty. It's pretty sad. If the only thing that would allow you to continue with your bleak existence is the reformation of two bands.
If that's you, you know, please reach out to us via, you know, our X or our Facebook page, and we'll send you a Shine album in the post.
Yeah, we'll send you Shine 5, very much the best of that particular series. There's only one comment on here, Chris. It's from Hot Pop, and Hot Pop says, give me Catfish and the Bottlemen over Oasis and Day. Presumably any day.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
But it's making me curious about the Catfish and the Bottlemen oeuvre. Maybe I'll check them out after this recording. I'm guessing they're going to be quite bland.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. I mean, you know, best of luck to them, I say.
I think they sound, just from the name, I'm guessing there's going to be a banjo involved. I don't know why I think that. But
I don't know about that.
Well, we'll find out, and we'll come back to the listener with our views on Catfish and the Bottlemen.
You really want us to hear the views of two men in their mid-40s commenting on the youth tunes.
Are Catfish and the Bottlemen the youth? Are we not in their demographic?
I think we'd be pushing it.
Really?
I think they're a bit more youthful.
Are they? There you go. We've established we have no idea who they are.
Yeah, but we'll be listening to them and G Flip and Lana Del Rey.
Yep. All our faves. And we'll be back to talk about them in October. Chris, we're really getting into the dark days of autumn now. But in the interim, how would people be best advised to spend their time?
Well, I would go and visit us on X at Barely Pod. Was it Barely Underscore Pod? I think it's Barely Underscore Pod.
It's Barely Underscore Pod, Chris. We've only had it for getting on for 8 years.
I know. Whoops. Or go to Facebook, Barely Contain the Podcast, and you can catch up on all previous episodes there and some bonus stuff where I don't trip over my words. And also you can check us out on all your podcatcher of choice and even YouTube these days.
Absolutely, yeah. You can find us, as you rightly say, Chris, on YouTube. You can also find us on Spotify and Amazon and Apple and wherever it is that you get your podcast. Please do rate and review 5 stars, please, and subscribe. We'd really appreciate it. It's been a very fraught one this week because I lost the recording about 20 minutes in and thought that we were going to have to start from the start. So show us some love.
Yeah, please do.
And until then, have a lovely September and we'll see you in October. Bye-bye, yeah. Chris.
Bye, Matt. Cheers.
And bye-bye, listeners.
Bye.
Bye.